scheme is not broke. This scheme is not broke. We just got to fix some things.
The words of Todd Wash, the Jaguars' new defensive coordinator, explaining in part why they decided to stay in-house. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. Todd Wash elevated to the role of defensive coordinator. We expected that. However, the big news of the day came when we found out that Gus Bradley and his entire staff were all given a one-year extension through 2017. It is proof that Shad Khan believes in the direction they're headed, and Bradley himself said that's cool.
What Shad and Dave are doing, saying, hey, we believe it's coming together. We believe strongly in this staff. We believe in the direction we're doing so much. We're going to give a year extension. That's pretty strong now. That's very strong.
Back to Wash, who spent the better part of the last 20 years coaching with Bradley at North Dakota State, Tampa, Seattle, and of course now here in Jacksonville. He said he would be different than Bob Babich, who was a mentor of his, and really focused in on the words details and discipline. I think it's also important to note that Wash, who I watched on the sidelines extensively this year, is a guy who communicates with everyone, from his guys all the way back to the secondary, and he said he was going to coach from the sidelines in 2016. But doesn't matter where he is, his players know what to expect from him.
I don't float in the gray. I really don't. I think everything is black and white. Our players know that. Our D-line definitely knows that. And that's the way I kind of approached the run game last year. And I think they want that. Our players want discipline and details. And that's one thing they're definitely going to get from me.
Well, Jaguars.com senior writer John Osher joins me now. We've both been around Todd Wash. We understand that's exactly his personality.
Yep.
He alluded to the fact that the players probably already know it. That's just the way he is.
Well, and I think it's tough because he's coming in and you want to know what's different, right? So they're going to run much the same scheme. He believes in Gus's scheme. So philosophically, they're on the same page. But it sounded from what he said like he believes the difference will be in the detail and the discipline and players knowing exactly what the assignment is. He was careful not to denigrate what was going on before,
right.
But he said that's clearly an area where he thinks they can be better, and I think that's why he was emphasizing so much, I don't see things in gray, I see things in black and white. That attention to detail is clearly they want that to be a splash thing with the players. They want that to be the difference.
Right. Really an interesting component to this was that Todd Wash sat in on all of the interviews with the candidates that they brought in. Gus called it out of the box thinking. I certainly raised my eyebrows when I heard that.
And I guess I sort of knew that was going on a little bit, so I didn't go wow today. But then when you stop and think about it, it's very unusual. It shows a lot about a lot of different things. It shows the confidence, I think, that Gus has in Todd to be able to handle that sort of a situation, because it is weird. I mean, like, the next time I take your job, I'm not going to be sitting in the interview with it, right?
Right.
So, but, and then it also showed the faith in the relationship with Todd and Gus that Todd would say, okay, I get it. I don't really get it, but I trust that this is a good process that can work. And he said today, having sat in those will help him moving forward. The information gathered, the experience will have helped. I doubt he enjoyed it very much. I don't think anybody would have.
He said it was uncomfortable.
But it clearly was a case of Gus wanting to do things in a way that maybe wasn't conventional, but maybe was the best way to try to find the best solution, whether or not that pleased people looking from the outside. He didn't care. It was more, I want to make sure that I'm doing everything I can to put, I guess, the right people in the right spot.
20 years together, North Dakota State, Tampa, Seattle, now Jacksonville. I mean, I think a lot of us assumed that this was coming because of their working relationship. One thing that caught some people off guard was the extension that Shad Khan and Dave Caldwell offered to Gus. To me, I saw it as, you know, they kept talking about how they believed they were making progress and they'd get it right. This is the talk and the walk marrying up.
Well, it is. And at the same time, it doesn't mean that, oh, everything's great, everything's safe.
Right.
You know, you can still, coaches are not around the next year all the time with multiple lengths of contract. Just because Gus was on a one-year deal and I don't think it makes him any safer, whatever word we're looking for there. I just think it sends the message of, yes, we believe in the process. We believe in the assistants. It helps the assistant. And the big thing was the assistants got extended too.
You bet. So, and Gus said as much.
So they're not thinking about outside jobs. They're thinking about this job, and it does establish continuity. You can say to free agents, hey, our guys are going to be here. The reality in the NFL, as I said, a contract anymore, Jim Tom Sula, 1 year. I mean, there's one and done. So all of that really doesn't have an effect on the long term, but I think it does relieve distractions, and you can tell free agents, yes, this is a thing that we all believe in.
All right, well, that'll do it for Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. Next week, John joins J.P. Shadrick in Mobile for the Senior Bowl. Any preview?
The Senior Bowl?
Yeah.
I'm just getting through today, right? No, it is a good South roster. Even Gus said he really hadn't had a time to look at the roster yet, but it is a good South roster. So if they sign or draft guys off that roster, chance to get some good players.
All right, so look for Inside the Jaguars live from Mobile next week here on Jaguars.com. Have a great weekend.